this from Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. And what's astounding about this passage is that he delegates his God-given authority to his disciples. When Jesus makes it clear that his authority is transferred to his disciples, he prescribes the how behind making disciples. And, you know, I still consider myself a baby Christian, even though it's as far as being in the Word and stuff like that. But God has a way of using me in so many different avenues and places that it really shocks me. And one of the things I'm finding is in my part-time position with BetterHelp Online, I'm getting young clients. Most of them are in their 20s and 30s from all over the country, a lot from California and New York. Imagine that, having a hard time finding purpose. Looking for God, even if they don't know they're looking for God. So fast forward to my young client. She first came, her intake form was very basic. There was no mention about God at all. And I'm just gonna read what she said of why she brought her there. "I'm starting to get at the end of my rope. I have gone to therapy several times. I want to try therapy one last time before it's too late. Feel like I'm getting close to a suicidal plan. My life is good, but I'm not. I have nowhere else to turn. Not hurting my boyfriend is what's keeping me going and saving me day by day." 31-year-old sweetheart, okay. So anyway, no mention of God, right? And on my profile, I had to look again to see if there's any mention of faith or anything, and there really isn't. I'm gonna add it in there, but the crazy thing is at the end of all of it, we had this whole amazing journey together. And the first thing she says, "Well, I just don't think I'm worth anything." I said, and I just shot out of my mouth, "What does God say that you are?" And she said, "Oh, God thinks I'm good, but I'm not good enough for God." And I was like, ding, 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 I know that feeling. And so we started talking, and I just, it's like the Holy Spirit just led me the whole time. He's like, "Tell her to listen to this song." So I gave her a worship song to listen to. And then she's like, "I feel like I'm battling for the minute I wake up, read Ephesians, the Word of God." And I'm going back through all of our text messages and stuff. And I'm like, it was amazing how it just flowed. And then I had her doing a proverb a day, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And it just was flowing. Well, then next thing I know, and she's telling me my whole family don't really believe, they're more like New Age. And my boyfriend's really interested in it, but he doesn't really know anything about it, blah, blah, blah. So, well, why don't you start watching The Chosen together? And they start watching The Chosen together. And then they start reading the Bible together. And then they start going to church together. And then she said, "Oh," she says, "you're in Florida, right?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "What's the funniest thing? My cousin invited me to a church in Tampa to go to a Bible school." And I was like, and it was the River. And I was like, "You gotta be kidding me. I've been talking to my friend at church about going there for months now." She said, "Could I meet you in person?" You know, I'm like, "Yeah." She's the only one that I've ever met in person on there. And she was so shy and so self-conscious, thank you, that she only did phone sessions up to that point. She didn't want me to see her, I guess, I don't know. And it was so crazy. She was in God, it's all God, you know? It's like, I'm just saying yes, okay? And so I pull into the parking lot and I'm talking to the parking attendant or whatever. This young woman comes running across. She goes, Dawn, I recognized your voice. And it was her, and she's adorable, you know? No reason to not like the way she looked, but anyway, so we got to meet briefly, and then she had other things to do, and I met Sharon, met me there, and my other friend, Melissa, met me there, and we just had a great night there at the River. But so anyway, then she was like, "Well, maybe I'll stay later and get baptized." So she stayed an extra day and she got baptized, and then all these people were like saying, "Well, you should just stay here, dump your boyfriend," you know, all the religious stuff, right? And another thing is they decided to be celibate. They'd been together, living together for a while, and they stopped sleeping together. They stopped having sex and everything until they got married. They didn't want to do. So I was like, okay. And I said, "Well, why don't you go back, because you want to bring what you learned there back to your family, back to his family, back to him, you know?" I said, "You don't have to, you know, you could do it online. I might even take it online." And all this, she's like, okay. So she goes back and then she's like, well, I think I'm all right for now. We're going to try. I'm going to do like a couple sessions with the pastor or whatever. I was like, she goes, he said we should do 8 weeks from this or that. But I think we're like, so do the whole thing. I'll be here if you need me later. Just go, you know? So anyway, she comes back and then like months later, she's like, I need some more sessions. Okay. Just wanted to share and celebrate all God has done and continues to do. We are officially married. God really blessed us with a beautiful wedding. Thanks to my father and mother, my siblings really helped step up with the planning. Both of our families were there and our pastor did our service. We went through premarital counseling with him and it was amazing. We shared Christ with both of our families through our wedding and we loved it and so did everyone else. People were amazed and they loved the pastor. I can't explain it, but everything felt beautiful that day. Even with the stress, it went so well. Everyone had a great time, so much love in the air. Nobody even took pictures because everyone was in the moment. A few of his cousins brought up God. A couple of his uncles prayed for us that we didn't even know were Christian or had any faith. It was beautiful. I feel God is really working in me, sanctifying me through marriage, and even helping me be an involved and loving family member. It's not where I thought I'd be, but I look back and I see how life is so different. Now I've been blessed with these family moments. I think God is healing our family in a way I cannot fully explain, but I feel it. This is not the route I feel I'd be taking for or what I'm best at, but I do feel where I'm at is in this moment is God-given. I'm learning how to pause and listen to God, see the blessing through all these experiences. I just wanted to share with you because you've known me since coming to Christ, and I wanted to share the joy and some pictures, and she sent the professional pictures, and they're the most amazing. So I went back and I read her testimony that she wrote on the page for BetterHelp, and she's talking all about, I specifically wanted a Christian counselor and she helped me with my identity in Christ and everything, but she never asked for that and I don't have it on my profile, you know? So it's all about the Holy Spirit working his wonders, you know? And we just have to be not afraid, you know? To just open our mouth. He wasn't afraid to go to the cross. I mean, he didn't necessarily like the idea. You know, I'm sure he would have liked to not have to do it, but if he can do that, we can just speak up to anybody, anywhere, at any time, you know?